Have you had any diabetic complications as the years have gone by?
No, thank goodness. I can tell you absolutely that I've always been incredibly well. Once I got over that problem with the Addisons, I remember Dr. Nabarro saying to me, he said, this might be the best thing that's ever happened to you, because it might mean that you won't have any problems of any kind. And whether that was just a hunch he had, I don't know, but it was a very kind thing to say, and it has been true. I think it's a question of, I'm a Christian, I believe God's looked after me, and he certainly has, but I think it's partly luck, or God looking after you, and partly the fact that I've looked after myself fanatically all the time. But I also know that people who do that are sometimes very ill, and the people who are very bad about everything sometimes are very well. So, you know, it doesn't necessarily happen. The only thing that has happened gradually is that, of course, they look at your eyes twice a year, and my eyes are really well, but slightly, the slight sort of signs of damage in the eyes, but really nothing. But what I'm saying is there is nothing wrong, and the only things that are wrong are just those slight signs of having it for, you know, well over 50 years. The one thing which is wrong is that in those early years when I was always unaware what was the matter, I used to eat a lot of sugar, massive amount of sugar. And heaven knows, you know, that ought to have done my body huge damage, but it didn't. Sometimes I needed it, and I'm sure sometimes I didn't really need it, and it had to wait for the insulin to deal with it. And now I know a tiny little bit of sugar has a massive effect, but when I was young, I would eat great quantities of lumps of sugar. And so you can guess that my teeth are probably the only thing that's gone wrong. I've lost masses of my teeth, and that is because of this blunt and ineffective way of, and perhaps unnecessary way of dealing with the diabetes in the days when there were no proper ways of testing it.
And can you reflect on changes that you've seen in the health service since you came to Oxford?